We're going to study from the Sfas Emes, Pesach, Tov, Reish, Lamed, Beis. Pesach, Tov, Reish, Lamed, Beis is these editions of Sfas Emes, page 159, on the left-hand side. Lechem Oini. Why is it called Lechem Oini? One of the reasons is because, Gemara says, Oinin Allah of Dvarim Harbin. There's a lot to say about the matzah. We talk about it, There's a lot to talk about. A whole Haggadah. So that's why it's called Lechem Oini. Because answer, a discussion, is called Oini. As in when someone answers something and talks about it, you would say, Vayan, he answered, he spoke. Respond to the matzah by talking about it. Nira, says the Sfasan, She'en yecholin le'echol ha-matzah, believe, ribui dvarim alav. He doesn't just mean you can't eat it unless you talk about it. He means you can't really absorb the spiritual nutrient unless you talk about it. That's what it is. That's just you happen to talk about it. The point of talking about it is to gain what matzah can give you. The thought, the kavana, the ideal of what matzah stands for. And what is that? What does matzah stand for? What does it mean? Of course, we say that it's because that we weren't able to take with us bread. There was no time to bake bread. We were driven out in the morning without time to allow our dough to rise. Of course. And also, it's something about which we have quite a bit. And also, it's something that we eat in broken pieces. That's why we have the mitzvah of yachatz, because it's what an ani, a poor person, would eat the prusa. But really, what is this idea of being poor? Were we poor in Mitzrayim? Is that playing some big role in the night of the Seder that we were poor? In what way were we poor? Let's see the Sfas Emes. Shenikra Lechem Oini. It's called Lechem Oini because of the fact that there is a better Lechem. Shiesh Lechem Min Hashemayim. What we're going to read on the last day of Pesach, we're going to read about Kriyas Yamsuf. And right after Kriyas Yamsuf, before we were given all of the Torah, we were given the mitzvot in Mara, Parah Aduma, Shabbos, Dinin. So we started to receive Torah. What else did we start to receive? Lechem min Hashemai. And we ate matzahs that we took with us from Mitzrayim up until that point, and then we started to month later. Behu Haman, Shazochu b'nei Yisrael lechol b'midbar. That was the month that we merited to start to eat in the Midbar. But what a difference between dough that hadn't been even allowed to rise, has nothing in it but flour and water, comes from the land, comes from Teruas Haaretz. That's what we subsist on until Hashem gives us man from heaven. And that's why it's called Lechem Oni. It's Lechem Oni because our status when we are leaving Mitzrayim is that humble that if we are to receive our daily bread from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's going to remind us of our spiritual state at that time. And as we gain in stature and grow in Torah and mitzvahs, then we will receive Lechem min Hashemayim. Now this is based totally on the Zohar Kodesh. It's just a beautiful explanation of the Zohar. Note 3 on the bottom of the page. They left Mitzrayim on the Madrega of eating matz. Once they're receiving Torah, elsewhere the Zohar also says that they did, in addition to Mila, they did Mitzvahs Priya. Zachu va'alu l'mechel nahama achara ilo yasir. Then they were zeichet to eat a higher form of sustenance, ma'asar ilo, coming from a high place. They're getting now their sustenance in a spiritual way because they're spiritual people. But in Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're very pointedly being shown, you're not there yet. You're the people who almost became no better than the Egyptians. All the Shari Tuba in which you've been steeped. But you're beginning to do mitzvahs. I'll feed you. I'll take care of you. It'll come in Hashemayim, not yet. So that means, having to eat matzah, is to tell us, that poor state of the matzah is meant to say, who are we? You know, you say, In Yiddish, there's a beautiful expression, skump minish, which means it's not coming to me. Hashem doesn't own me. When we sit and eat matzah Pesach night, we're saying, Akash Baruch Hu, this simple matzah reminds me of my simple spiritual state. What would I be if you wouldn't have taken me and given me mitzvahs and given me an opportunity to serve you? What would I be? What did the Malachim say? If not for you making me a yid, what would I be? Dolish! I'd be nothing! What would I deserve? Nothing! And we bite into our matzah and say, that's how we began. That is my humble beginning.
How does this fit in around people?
And that's the Zayirika. That's the point of the Zayir, which we saw in note 3. Yes.
How does this fit in around with what we say in three merits? The Jewish people went out of Egypt, changed their language. You know, the three zechutz.
We had some zechutz. You're 100% right. We had. But look at them. They're very basic. L'shinu Hashemam, L'shoinam. You know, it's very, very simple. But they're not. You know, we didn't yet develop Rebbe Kveger. Not yet. Yeah? So, as we grow, yes, then, but the contrast that the Zohar is making says the Sfasemes, that's why it's called Lechem Oini. It's called Lechem Oini not only because of the fact that it is simple and plain, we were simple. Leida, so we should know. It was just Hashem's kindness that we got out. And not because of the zchus, not like we had any of our own real great deserve that Hashem Yisparach should do to us what He did. That's why we eat matzah. So we should know. And that's also, as far as kavanos are concerned, and elsewhere the Sfasem spells it out. When we say, Ilu lehoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzrayim, right in the beginning of the Haggadah, right in the beginning of Magid, Avodah Minu Chadav Mitzrayim, Ilu lehoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzrayim, Harianu, Uvaneinu, we would still be there. What does that mean? We would still be there. Do you really think that there was no way that a people could somehow change their circumstance after thousands of years? It doesn't mean materially we'd be stuck in Egypt. It means that we would still be no better and no different than Egyptians. That's what we would be meshuvah to. All of what that culture was about. That's where we would be stuck had the Kodesh Baruch Hu not taken us and said, you're shayach to something much greater. Like your avos were, I'm going to make you into my people. That's what it means. Ilu had he not taken us. And we didn't deserve so much to be taken. That's something that he's going to continue to say over and over again. And we should have kavanas like this on the night of Pesach. We should have a real sense of humility before our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not only of thankfulness, but of how much we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us our identities as a B'nai Yisrael. And the whole point of the Yom Tov is to come on and into that identity again with a sense of new commitment. Just add the Y to MAGA, right? MEGA. Make Am Yisrael great again. That's the point of Pesach. The point isn't just to say I'm celebrating the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us from Mitzrayim then. What does it mean when we say He took us. I came out of Mitzrayim. I'm coming out of Mitzrayim this year, now. Next week, Wednesday night, I'm leaving Mitzrayim. What does that mean, I'm leaving Mitzrayim? It means I'm coming to recognize what I owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu for making me a yid, making it possible for me to draw close to Him through Torah and Mitzvahs. Without that, what would I be? I would be like stale, or not stale, but like dry, ingredient, poor mass. I wouldn't move from there to become from the Oichle Haman. So the state of that, Oini in spiritual terms, is why it's called Lechem Oini. Let's continue. The Kach Mikra Lechem. The last line here, because of the Zayir HaKadosh, another fantastic interpretation. Very important. And again, it's the Zayir HaKadosh. Why is it called Matzah? Why the name Matzah? Matzah. So the Zohar says matzah is a lashon ptata. Ptata meaning controversy, a great difference, struggle, and strife. Lashon of strife or meriva. Why? Ayin shom. Look at the bottom, please, for before we turn the page. The notes on the bottom. Matzah begin to come mishadid the mevarachas l'chol sitrin bishin v'avit ptata b'hu. Through matzah, we're able to fight the yetzer hara, evil. Is fought. Matzah means to fight, to confront an enemy. Where do we find this? Dafke in Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu goes out. What does he see? Hinei shnei anoshim ivrim nitzin. Matzah is a lashon of opposition and of battle, of making a fight against evil. That's why it's called matzah, because it is that koyach that we have to fight the sitra achra, and we need to. Continuing with what he has just said, turning the page 116. Gam kein kiniskalel shadayim einay ma'achal hatoyif b'snei atzmai. We're not up to the point where we're all being mekayim asay toyif. We're coming out of Mitzrayim because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being super kind to us. It's called Yisarusa Dila'ela. It's completely from goodness from above and not inspired by or deserved by us from below. That's why it's called Yisarusa Dila'ela. And this is not yet the Michael Hatoyif of Mun, but it is the Michael that reminds us, fight back day to Hara, Sur Merah. You're leaving Egypt. Sur Merah. Matzah. You have the kayak and the ability to do war with the Yetzer Hara. He's just explaining the Zayah. Just explaining the Zayah. And I can't tell you, I don't know exactly why it's not so well known. That the Zayah Kaddish and these explanations of the name of Matzah and Lachamayni are not so well known. It's right in the Zayah Kaddish. But Sassanis brings it out beautifully. Rak al kol ponim latseis meira. That's what we're coming out of Mitzrayim. But say smera with a commitment. I'm going away. I'm leaving all the bad stuff behind. V'leida. So we should know. Shakol me Hashem Yisrael. This is all thanks to Hashem. I don't deserve it. And then he says another better known idea. The simplicity of the matzah is meant to tell us. Shalaliyos shinui l'ra al yidei gasus. How do you make a great yid? Starting from the bottom up. Humbly. That's how. I am nothing but what you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me, make me, with your Torah and mitzvahs, what I can become, nothing else. That simple beginning is what matzah represents in the fact that it has nothing but flour and water. Shalolihiya shinoi lara, kolilo. Don't change, humble, beautiful yidin, al yidei gasus. Shazei inyan matzah b'chametz. Everybody knows that the idea of something rising as it is becoming chametz is a way of describing gaiva, haughtiness, pride. We have nothing to be proud of. Hashem is thanking us not because we deserve it, and that's what the Masa reminds us. Ba'achakach, zoykin me'atzmo. Then, eventually, we can be zoyka, al yidei ha'birur, b'sfiras ha'emer, we start to work toward harsinai. We start to work toward a greater level, because we're going to become a people of Torah. And then he says a beautiful idea. That's why it's incomplete. Yachas is not only to remind us that people ate broken pieces or were aniyim. Again, that's a very big question. Maral says, really can't be that's why we have achila beprusa. Who says we were aniyim and had to eat broken pieces of matzah when we were in Mitzrayim? So he says, She'ein enigmar adayim b'shleimus. The broken matzah is meant to remind us that we're not yet complete. That we, Yidden, great Yidden, we're not yet complete. Each one of us, we're not yet complete. And with Pesach, we're going to take upon ourselves in Ritz Hashem to become more of a person with shleimus, to be more of a mushlim. And this also, he says, K'mesh kasev, v'zera kadosh tam she'ein gunrin ha'alel. Why don't we say all of Hallel after the first day? Only on the first day do we say. So everybody knows the well-known reason is because all the days are really like one, hence the korbanos of the days were all the same, as opposed to the way it is on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, where every day there's a different number of korbanos. But the Zera Kaddish says it in a very different way. Zera Kaddish says the first day HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to us and joined with us and lifted us up to Him, so there is complete chedva, there's complete happiness and joy, because it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After that, it's up to us, and we're not there yet. So the first day, we say, Halal Gomor. After that, we don't. Because what we are celebrating in that first day is not because of our achievements, only because of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. The first day is the day of glory, brought about by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we say, full Halal. there's a tremendous amount of beautiful humility that the matzah reminds us. I just want to give an example of a story I read about a matzah bakery that was working to make matzahs with the holy tzaddik, Rav Yitzchak Blazer, because they are. The Alta of Slabodka sent Bachrim to help Rav Yitzchak Blazer knead and make matzahs for Yom Tov. So they're working and making matzahs and kneading out the dough on the tish, on the table as it's called, and one of the Bachrim turns to his chaver, whose name was Yitzchak, and says, Yitzchak, what time is it? So Rav Yitzchak Blazer says, what time it is? He answers him and says, I know you have to go back to the yeshiva to stay there. So go, leave the tish. I'll give me your rolling pin. I'll continue. The Bacher was horrified that Rav Yitzchak Blazer thought that he had called Rav Yitzchak Blazer Yitzchak. So, and he turns pale and starts apologizing. He says, Rebbe, I didn't mean it. I was talking to my friend whose name is Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak Blazer looks at him and says, Ayid, Yitzchak, Ma Benayu, what's the difference? And everybody then laughed, and then started to, the way it was written up, you know, like, the tears came to their eyes because it was something so beautiful. They have to make sure it doesn't fall onto the dough. It will make it all chametz. Because that's how you bake matzah. And then they went back to baking matzah, l'shem, matzah, mitzvah. That's a matzah. The humility of the tzaddik, because that's what we're supposed to be. Humble yidden, and that's what the lechem oini concept represents, our humble beginning of the spiritual kind. Ah, okay. In the next piece, he says something, and it's said by many, many other great thinkers. We talk about the Yod Chazaka. Now, let me ask you, do we really need that anthropomorphism? You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very strong. He's able to do things no one else can do. He's so strong, he's so powerful. He's got big muscles. So why that kind of graphics? His powerful hand. Yod Chazaka is running to his outstretched arm. Pirshu Zechreinam Levracha. It means, Mashallah Hayu Re'uyin Le'Geula. And he's quoting a Medrash. No Medrash Yalkut. That fact that we were not Re'uy for Geula, it's completely a benefaction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. That's why it's called Yod Chazaka. And you know, they even go so far as to say, Yod Chazaka means he took us forcibly. There was so much of our own internal oppositional sensitivity. Are we ready to go? Do we really want to go? Am I not afraid of what's going to happen out in the midbar? And am I really committed? I've just begun to start to do the first mitzvahs, Mila and then Pesach. Oh, sure, it's going to be glorious to not be in heaven anymore, but am I really fully committed to this Ribbono Shel Olam, who I don't know, don't understand, have no experience with? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us anyway. That's the Yod HaChazaka. The force with which he took us out of Mitzrayim. That's what's called Nikra Yad Chazaka. That's a Yad Chazaka. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strong arm tactic against, or for our sake, not just against the Mitzrayim, but for our sake, to take us and say, come, let's go. Yad Chazaka now is not just against the Egyptians, but imagine like, you know, someone takes their child across the street and he's scared and maybe he doesn't know how to go and he doesn't know what's red, what's green and what's yellow. And what does he do, the father? What does Tata or the Zayda, what does he do? Takes him by the arm and says, come. And the child feels secure. It's safe. We can do this. That's the Yad Chazaka and the Zroya the Tuya. Achadayim yesh lahavin, but you know, we still need to understand. Ki Hashem Yisbarach kol yachol. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to do it that way. Not kol nisim and nifloyes. He also didn't have to wait until Klal Yisrael is in such a low place. Remember, what we've been learning tonight is Klal Yisrael's place was in such a shfal hamadrega that it was a great kindness on Hashem's part, and his Yad Chazaka is taking us out in spite of the fact that we don't really deserve to be taken out. So why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it this way? Waits until that matzav is so clear that we don't deserve to be taken out. And then it's with such great miracles that it has to be effected. He's the Kol Yachol. The Hoya Yachol Nigalaisam Ba'etin Shiyu Ruluyin. Could have been done in a way that we deserve. And maybe earlier. No. Says, Shvatam is something for our generation. This is for us. Ach Zeh Atzmai Shemeshach Kenoise. That's why we praise Him. That's about which we praise the Kodesh Baruch. Shehevi b'nei Yisrael b'madrega tachtoina kol kach ad shezikru l'fonav yad chazon. Saying a very deep and profound idea. That He did it with a circumstance in which Klal Yisrael will have to look and appreciate how much we don't deserve it, and how much He's taking us out in spite of ourselves. And all of that is because what's happened in Mitzrayim is happening, that the Bnei Yisrael are going to be in Golos, and they're going to be in a very compromised spiritual state, not necessarily deserving or even believing in their own Gevula. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I took you from Mitzrayim, I'm taking you from Bava. I took you from Mitzrayim, I'm saving you from Bava. I took you, I'll save you from Edom. Our Geula is coming because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no matter how lowly I see my people as special, no matter how humble they are spiritually and how much they still need to grow, I see them as special. The absence of worth is called here Hester. When Am Yisrael is seemingly far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's that? That's Hester. When people don't know and don't see, and so many of our brothers and sisters are so far away, particularly outside of Eretz Yisrael, where there are masses of Yidden who barely know, who care about the fact that they're Jews at all. What's that? What's that fact that they're not aware of it, that they're not seeing themselves as before God? Hesed, not being before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Been there, done that. And I took them out of Mitzrayim anyway. And that's exactly why I took them from Mitzrayim in that state, because I'm going to take you out of your goals again when you are in a state of terrible Hesed. When you're completely oblivious to Torah and Mitzvahs, and you're not before me, as it were, I'm taking you anyway, regardless. That's why He did it in Mitzrayim, waiting for us to go to that lowly Madrega. People might ask, so why didn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu take us out before we reached Memtes Shari Tumah? Memtes, Memzayim, Memhei, Mem! Don't think 20 Chav Shari Tumah, not bad enough? Why did He wait until Memtes? Till it's up. As you could say, if He doesn't take us now, it's never going to happen. Says this Tasemis, He did that for our sake, in Tafshin Pei Bav. He did it for our sake because one day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to take Klal Yisrael, Mir Tashem, it should be now, it should be Mir Tashem before Erev Yom Tov, so we should all be able to be marked at the Korban Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to take us, in spite of who and what we are, in spite of all of the Hesteris. There should be no Hester li Yisrael oid. V'shele yuchal li yachum Hester li Yisrael oid. It should not be possible for Yidden to be so occluded and blocked from a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that no matter how much it might appear to be that way, Hashem Yisbarach says, I'm taking you anyway. Ki Hashem Yisbarach hivtiach l'Avram ligolos donim Mitzrayim. He had to do it, because he said, I have to take them from Mitzrayim. Once He's taking us from Mitzrayim, l'kach hevi agul b'yal chazaka. So that every other generation should also know, they're going to be able to come out. They're going to be able to come free. They're going to be able to become Hashem's people. He's not going to let us go. He's not letting go of us. If not for the fact that He took us that way then, who knows whether we would be able to ever deserve and be Nigolin now, in our time. Because He took us then, and that's the state of Am Yisrael. And that was accomplished by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim unlocks that reality. We are a redeemed people, going to be redeemed, no matter how humble our spiritual state might be. There's nothing that can separate us from it. So He will, in spite of what we think is the Hester, it's going to take us, it's going to free us, and Mir Tashem, bring us the Geula Shalema and the Hera. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Amen.